Rose of Athens presents Romeo and Juliet Saturday, September 30th at 8 p.m. at Jittery Joe's Roastery in Athens for a one-night-only performance. Joining me in the studio, director Gary T. Moore. Gary, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So let's start. Can you tell me a little bit about Rose of Athens?
Rose of Athens is the only troupe I've actually had the pleasure of working with here in Athens, Georgia. I'm not originally from the area.
So, where are you from?
I'm from North Carolina.
Okay, good.
Goldsboro, North Carolina.
Good. So
very small town.
And how long have you been with Rose of Athens?
Well, since I moved here, about a year ago.
Okay.
Right at a year ago.
Is this the first time you've directed?
No, it's not. Actually, I directed Eurydice this past spring. It was a very small, what they call a pedal production.
Mm-hmm.
Something new they're trying, and it was quite successful.
What's a pedal production?
Pedal production is a production that they do right in the space that we rehearse in, called Rose Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a smaller budget, smaller set, a very intimate setting.
Okay.
And it's a very intimate space as well, so you really get the feel of everything that's going on. It's not for big shows. You're not going to see West Side Story or, mm-hmm. you know, Cats or anything in that production.
Sure,
so
sure.
It's a very small production.
Good, good. Now, before we went on, you were telling me that the Romeo and Juliet production is a touring production. What does that mean exactly?
It is. That means, aside from the one night only that we're going to be performing on September 30th, we are open to being booked for schools, for different homes, for anywhere mm-hmm. that wants to, you know, book us for a show. And we go there, we set up everything we have. And we do the production for you. You don't have to go anywhere. You can mm-hmm. sit in the comfort of your own venue. It's
nice.
A really fun thing.
How does it compare with the pedal production?
You know, it's kind of on the same par due to the fact that it's a very limited time frame and limited budget and everything like that. But it's a bit more exhilarating because, you know, you can be in a school one week
mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you can be back somewhere, let's say, at the Roaster the next week.
Mm-hmm.
You have to adapt, which is really awesome. It's a really amazing part of theater.
Does it involve I guess it involves a minimalist set. Do you have set props and things?
We do. I'm taking this as a literal trunk show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fascinated by traveling shows and trunk shows, so I literally have the actors getting everything out of trunks, and I want the audience to see that. I want the audience to see that process that the actors are going through. So you're not going to see actors really coming out from behind backdrops and all that kind of stuff. Everything is there, and there's a strong sense of vulnerability, which I think is much needed in the theater.
Yeah. How many people are in the traditional cast?
I believe there's roles for upwards of 20.
Okay, and how many are in your cast with the traveling show?
We have 8 people. So most of our people, with exception of Romeo and Juliet, are playing more than one character.
Oh, okay, interesting.
But you see their transition, and that's what I really wanted.
Yeah.
You see them, you know, change their different color shirts or you know, change hats or change props. Mm. And I think it's going to be actually very fascinating.
That sounds fantastic. What's been the most challenging part of this for Romeo and Juliet?
Well, I have actually never directed Shakespeare before. I don't know if I want to admit that right now, but it's been a challenge, not necessarily language, because I did Shakespeare all through college.
Yes.
It's just trying to take something that's been done 6 million times and put my own kind of twist on it, so people aren't like, oh, let's go see Romeo and Juliet. So they're like, oh, let's see Romeo and Juliet, you know, make them excited about it.
You're right. Everybody's seen Romeo and Juliet,
mm-hmm.
so I guess that makes me then sort of wonder how much elbow room does a director have in how you stage a play like that?
Well, it's actually it's kind of a blank canvas,
mm-hmm.
If you will, because it's been done so many times, you can do a lot of different things with it. And Shakespeare is what they call public domain,
mm-hmm.
so you can cut and you can edit. And we took this entire script, myself and Danielle Bailey Miller, and we cut it down to 51 pages.
Okay.
So it runs about an hour long versus your announced at the beginning of the original show, 2 hours. So
mm-hmm.
we cut it in half. Bare essentials. It hits you right where it needs to. It's pretty fantastic.
You cut to the chase.
We did. Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, once again, this is taking place at the Jittery Joe's Roastery in downtown Athens mm-hmm. or nearby. Can you talk about the venue a little bit?
Absolutely. It's a very open air kind of place. So mm-hmm. we encourage family members and friends of the theater and everyone to, bring a lawn chair, bring a blanket, bring food. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be outdoors.
It is. It's going to be outdoors. It's going to be a great night under the stars. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Hopefully a crisp autumn night is what we're hoping for. Yes. But it's Georgia, so you never really know. It's going to be fantastic. And if it does rain, we mm-hmm. actually move everything right inside the roaster
okay.
to give you an extremely intimate performance.
Excellent.
It's going to be beautiful.
How do you get tickets?
You can go to www.roseofathens.org. You can email us at booking, if you're interested in booking as well, booking@roseofathens.org. Or, go ahead and give us a call at 706-340-9181.
And if somebody wanted to be sort of get involved with Rose of Athens, what might they do?
Well, you can just email us or go on the website or call us. Or on October 16th from 6 to 9, we actually have our next set of auditions for It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play.
Oh,
I've
terrific.
Read the script. This is going to be fantastic.
You know, radio is kind of near and dear to my heart.
I got that. So
when is that? Tell me when that is again.
That is October 16th. I believe that's a Monday.
Okay.
From 6 to 9 p.m. at Rose Hall.
Very good. Excellent. Rose Hall, where is that located?
I believe the address is 150 Fitzmaugham Lane,
okay,
right next to Terrapin.
Director Gary T. Moore, The Rose of Athens, Romeo and Juliet, Saturday, September 30th at 8 p.m. for one night only. Gary, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet.